I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall what? Continually be in my mouth. His praises shall what? His praises shall what? I didn't hear you. His praises shall what? In whose mouth? In whose mouth? In whose mouth? Hallelujah. I can talk of his praises or I can talk smack. Amen. So we're going to continue to bless the Lord and to praise him with our mouth and let that word come forth. Amen. So thankful to God for each one of you who came out tonight. Come on, Miss Maiden, move on over here. That came out tonight to worship God and to hear the word and make up your mind now. When I hear this word, I'm going to take it and put it into my heart, but I'm not going to keep it. I'm going to spread it like the wind. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Father, we come together tonight. We thank you so much. The word that you've given to us to share, we thank you that it will not fall to the ground, but it will accomplish everything that you sent it out to do in the name of Jesus. Amen. And everybody said, when Pastor Bishop, as David said, Reverend Jimmy Jones, asked me to teach, as soon as he said that, I heard these words, the force of peace. The force of peace. And so that's what I'm going to talk about tonight is peace. And you can have peace. Say, I can have peace. It's mine. It's just as important as my breath. Now listen, you have to talk to me, okay? I'm in the teaching mode tonight. So you need to respond. Everyone needs to say, not just you listen to other people say, amen? So as we looked at, I started looking for the word peace, and the Hebrew word for peace is shalom. Everybody say shalom. Everybody say shalom. I have a friend, and that's how she signs her text messages all the time. Shalom, peace. Peace means quiet. Come on, repeat after me. Peace means quiet. Calm, worry-free, freedom from quarrels, anything good, that's peace. And so what God wants us to see, Bishop has already made it so clear to those who hear the word regularly that God has already given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And if you read that in 1 Peter, 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, Amplified, you really see what you have. But one of those things that he's given us, one of those things that he is say peace. Come on, everybody. 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 So what is it that you have from God? It's a gift like salvation. And we overlook it sometimes because we are human and we have not trained ourselves not to allow our emotions to take over, but we are learning now to put the emotions under and live out of our spirit. So hopefully I'll get to that tonight. We find out that peace, say peace, is one of the fruit of the spirit. You know, you don't have to say that. There are nine. Peace is one of the fruit of the spirit. So peace, God kind of peace is spiritual. Say that. God, the God kind of peace is spiritual. So, and Jesus said he didn't give us peace like the world gives. You understand? He didn't give us peace like the world gives, but he gave us his peace, who he is. And so, As we looked a little further concerning that, we found out that there are public peace officers, policemen and all, and their duty is to do what? Keep the what? And you know, we've had a big uproar in America the last few years saying that they are not keeping the what? But we're not talking about that kind of peace, which we need and must have. But we're talking about that spirit thing that God is and that he gave us. Everybody say peace. When you leave here, you're going to, in your dream, have you ever been on a trip and you're not used to driving a lot, and you go on a long trip, and then when you get into bed, you're still driving. You go to sleep, you're still riding. So when you go to bed tonight, you're going to hear what? Peace. You're going to dream about what? Peace. I've been dreaming about, my husband watched, he likes to watch lions and all these wild animals, and I was dreaming about one night, and the lion and whatever it was, I don't remember what the dream was, and last night I was sitting there, he still was watching lions and tigers and whatever, and he asked me, was I preparing for my dream? I'm going to dream about them, and no, I don't want to dream about them. But anyway, so that officer, that their job is to help keep the what? Somebody's not saying it now. You're getting lazy on me. When Bishop says, he uses this, he said, when you get all of Houston, how much is left? How much is it? All. There's nothing left. So when I say everybody, what does that mean? That means all. Amen? Nobody left out. Amen? Amen. So peace is that well-being. Let me give you a little more information about the word peace. And it's the Greek and the Hebrew, and I think I may have dropped that page. But anyway, the shalom, when I get to it, if it's among them, I'll come back to that thing. But what do we have when we have peace? Calmness. Everybody say calmness. Everybody say calmness. And so then force is a power or strength or an energy. It may be physical, it may be mental, it may be emotional. So we're talking about the power of calmness, the power of being worry-free, the power of being connected with God, because he is the God of peace. Everybody say, he is the God of peace. John 14:27. Everybody say peace. John 14:27. This is King James, I think it was. He said, peace. Everybody say, peace. Say, shalom. I leave with you. And on the note that I didn't see right now, it says that may you be well. What the further, deeper meaning is, may you be well. So he said, wellness I leave with you. Calmness I leave with you. And all that it entails. Wholeness I leave with you. So he says, peace I leave with you. My peace. How can Jesus say my peace? Because in Isaiah 6:9, it says he's the Prince of Peace. So he says, I leave myself with you. I leave myself with you. How can we take that self that Jesus leaves? We receive him as our Savior and Lord. Amen? Amen. If you're watching and you don't know Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is a very good time. Everybody say good time. Good time. It's the best time. I didn't hear everybody. It's the best time for you to receive Jesus as your Savior. Because the Bible says today, right now, is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to decide, well, maybe tomorrow, or I'm okay, or whatever.